have there been any just terrible stories that stick in your mind?
Oh, absolutely. And we've run some of them. A lot of those kinds of stories. Some make the site, some don't. They almost always end up kind of spurring long email discussions between us editors. But one that kind of comes to mind, we ran a story about basically some racial tension that ended up exploding into a fight on the 22 Fillmore, I think it was. And you know, there were legitimate reasons not to post it, maybe to edit some of the language out that was perhaps too harsh or too insightful. But yeah, in general, like anytime there's violence on the bus, there was the famous video of the two women going at it on a 30 through Chinatown that exploded on the internet. And yeah, that kind of thing.
I don't think I saw that one. What was that?
Oh, well, just go to YouTube and look up, you know, bus fight in Chinatown, and you'll find it. I think the original video has, you know, well over a couple million hits. That was one of the first ones that actually came to us that was kind of controversial, and I think this is a good example of how we try to do things a little bit differently, how we try to offer something constructive. So Eugenia, one of my co-editors, she speaks Cantonese, and she knows a lot of people who speak even more fluently than she does. And one of the women in this fight was speaking something like Cantonese. It was an even more kind of obscure dialect. And so Eugenia was able, before we posted it, Eugenia was able to get a translation. You know, so basically one half of the story is just missing, and people see a fight on YouTube and they're like, you know, all right, grab the popcorn and let's watch the two ladies fighting on the bus. Well, we wanted to do something a little more constructive. We wanted to, you know, give our readers some perspective. And so when we published it, we had the translation, which, you know, we kind of sourced it out. We were like, you know, this comes from this person. It might not be perfect, but we're offering some perspective.